Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver is here. Vicki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she is the career development expert. She's the author of a number of books, including 301 Answers to Tough Interview Questions, also, Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots, which is my favorite title of the day. And she's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're always welcome here, Vicki.
Thank you.
So let's talk about millennials. And I love talking about millennials. And it's a topic because Vicki, there are 84 million of these puppies.
Yes.
And the other thing that's important to know about them is every one of them is going to vote this year. Every one of them is going to be old enough to vote this year, which is a new development for them. But there's
right.
One more thing I want to say before you have your thoughts. The millennial generation, I've determined, may be the best human beings we've ever raised.
Okay.
With all of their little quirky idiosyncrasies that drive us nuts, in terms of being a human being, I believe they may be the best humans we've ever made. They're really good people. What do you think?
I think that that's pretty much empirically true because they have a great combination of skills. You know, they're very, very skilled on computers.
Infinitely more so than you and I were when we came up.
Absolutely.
They know how to do stuff when they
yes,
show up.
And fast, you know, much
yep.
faster.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, at the same time, because they're so quick on the computer, also, I feel like just, you know, we're painting with a very wide paintbrush, which is always dangerous, but I'm saying just mm-hmm. generally speaking, I feel like they're also very well-rounded because they have other priorities besides work, you know.
Right.
They want to get out. They want to go home. They do other things. And I think, you know, they can be very civic-minded. I mean, there are many, many, many
and their values,
positive aspects.
Their values are excellent.
Yes.
They really have great... That's what I mean
like
when I say...
Yeah, like team-oriented. You know,
when I say that they're good people, I'm just talking about their values.
Right.
They're really good people. But they do things that I think not only drives people like me crazy, but it also, I think, derails, it has a tendency and the possibility of derailing their career. What do you think?
Right. I agree. And I think, you know, one way to look at it is, let's say if you are a millennial right now and you are entering the workforce right now, is that, you know, a lot of the people who are there are not of the same age. So I just look at it as a corporate culture clash sometimes, and it's really important if you're first entering now to sort of absorb the culture mm-hmm. around you first. Like, absorb it first. I always say, like, master the rules before you try to challenge the rules.
Mm-hmm. And if you see
like
something,
really
if you see something that doesn't look right to you, maybe watch it operate, watch it function for a while before you take it on, right?
Yeah, I would. Many reasons, many, many reasons to do that. First off, if you immediately try to change it, you're going to create enemies. There are going to be people there who you don't even know
mm-hmm.
who are going to sort of rise up against you and say, no, don't change it. This is the way things are. So I always say you have to prove that you can do it the old-fashioned way first. Before you start making changes. And then when you start making changes, I would go incrementally.
Well, and for example, let's just say that there's some new technology that they think should be installed.
Right.
Over the old stuff. Well,
right.
They have no concept of the money and the time, the training that went into this old technology, which, by the way, was only installed about a year ago. Right now,
right,
it's already
exactly.
old. But all the money, the capital, the commitment, the change ordeal that they went through to
exactly.
get this one installed you're not going to get the rest of the 29 people in your company to flip this over to the new stuff like you would.
Right. Right.
And so you're out of bounds when you
right.
When you
they had to make
this.
Decisions. They had to have meetings. They had, you know, there were protocols that they followed to get that system mm-hmm. in there. Mm-hmm. And now, if you just go in and you say, you know, this is really stupid, or something like
right.
that, you are alienating mm-hmm. those 28 people.
You know, I was not unlike this when I was a kid. I remember one of my mentors, I always had lots of great ideas, right? And
right.
One of my mentors, I was a manager in one of my first jobs and out of college, and I was a manager, and the big manager, the big dog, you know, I would go and I'd give him all these new ideas, right? And finally he said to me, Jim, I'm like 23, maybe 24. He says, Jim, you need to understand something. Some of these ideas you bring me, I can work with, I can do something about, and congratulations, good for you on that. But he said, when you bring me ideas and you keep beating me up about things that I can't fix, he said, all you're doing is putting a black mark by your name.
Right.
And I learned from that little scenario, that little conversation.
Right. I mean, the essence of working for a company is really to be there to solve problems. And if you're always in there saying, no, this isn't working, no, there's a better way, there's a faster way, there's a cheaper way, whatever mm-hmm. it is, sometimes it can become off as becoming the problem, actually, because you're not
yep.
really solving what it is you're there to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So one of my mentors told me one time, Vicki, check your position. So if I could say anything to millennials right now, I would say, okay, before you go being adamant about what needs to be changed rather than just introducing an idea, before you get indignant that things aren't going like as fast as you think they should, check your position. What do you think?
Right. I think that's really interesting. You know, you have to be pretty secure in a company to begin to make a lot of changes. I mean, another way I, you know, think of it as actually evolution, not revolution, you know? So if there is something that needs to be changed, I would really look at it to do it gradually, very gradually. First learn the system that's there, prove that you can do it, you know, that you can operate under that system, that technology, whatever it is. You have to show that you can do it. You have to earn it, basically. You have to earn people's
mm-hmm.
respect. And then when you have elevated, you know, when you've been promoted a couple of times and people are listening to you, when you have a team, then
right.
you can begin to change things.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask Vicki about the E word. That's right, the E word. And Vicki, I need your website, please.
Okay.
What's your website?
VickiOliver.com.
VickiOliver.com. Don't get any easier than that, folks. Vicki with a Y, by the way. Her book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Workers, and Other Office Idiots. I love that one. 200 Smart Ways. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.